Hello and welcome to The Deep. I'm Leviathan, and this episode will be an introduction describing what this series is and what you can expect moving forward. Before I continue, I want to go ahead and get into my background and sort of explain who I am and like how I got here, right? Because this project is something that I find extremely important to me as a person and to the world, and I think I'd like to sort of elaborate on why I'm even doing this. So I was born and raised in South Michigan and kind of in the middle of nowhere. There's a bazillion little towns in Michigan that are just middle of nowhere towns. I was in one of those. When I was 4 years old, my little brother, who was two at the time, was diagnosed with low functioning autism. He still has low functioning autism. We're in our 20s now. And that's had a profound impact on my entire family. We've all kind of been traumatized by that because it's had a profound impact on all of us over the course of the time that he grew up and the time that we've kind of all spent with him. My whole life, actually, I was actually raised as a Southern Baptist Christian. And I say this because it's extremely important to understand when it comes to a lot of the viewpoints that I have, because a lot of those have changed. Back, I want you to kind of picture for a second like a version of like a Bible thumping, screaming from the pulpit, very like on fire kind of like preacher. That's the kind of stuff that I experienced, especially when I was around middle school and stuff like that. And like that had a very, very potent impact on the way that I viewed the world and the way that I kind of viewed Christianity as well. And I have had churches and pastors that I've had that I think are amazing. And I've also had ones that I think that are not very, very good that have been kind of not awesome. And my Christian faith has been shaped by those preachers and those pastors and stuff. And where I am now is quite a distance from where I was as a kid because of a lot of the stuff that I've gone through. But I was raised that way. And so I have that kind of – I had that root framework as a kid, which has now since seriously dislodged. I'll get into that in a second. I graduated from college in 2020 with a bachelor's. And so I was one of those guys that didn't walk. So anyone that was going to high school or college that graduated during 2020, they mailed me my diploma. Which was not fun, because imagine spending like 16 years going to school and you're going to get the final thing that says you're done and it's just mailed to you. Like, that was my experience, which is not pleasant, but I did get a bachelor's, which is really good. But yeah, like I essentially finished school and entered the real world during 2020. That's a really, really impactful element of my development, because when I hit like May and June and July 2020, I entered the world. I did that during COVID. So I have a very warped perception, or maybe not even, I just have a very strong perception as to like how the world is and stuff like that. And that's a really, really, that had a very profound impact on me, right? So when I graduated in 2020, I fortunately had access to a couple of opportunities, and I ended up taking one where I was able to work in the real estate sector. And because of where I was in Michigan, I ended up moving out to the Metro Detroit region for a couple of years. So I worked in the real estate sector in Metro Detroit for about 2 to 3 years. And during that process, I saw unimaginable things. I experienced unimaginable things. I got married. We're still married. And those 3 years after COVID and during COVID completely changed my perspective and perception of the world. And I went through absolute hell, like the crucible. And having had gone through that, it was one of those things where I would not have wished it on anybody. But I also like don't really regret anything, because I just don't feel like I can sit around and just live in this regret about the decisions that I made, because I feel like, generally speaking, I feel like you can't really regret things when you don't know prior whether or not you made the right decision. So like if you make a decision in life and you're like, is this the right decision? Is this a good decision for me, or is it a bad decision? And you don't really know, because you just don't have any foreknowledge or foresight or anything to be like, oh, this is a bad idea. You know, if you just don't know, then you couldn't possibly have known when it goes terribly wrong or terribly right that it was a good decision or a bad decision. I had a lot of those, because I was so sheltered as a kid that by the time I hit adulthood and I experienced some craziness in 2020 and 21 and 22 and 23, I had no idea what I was in for. And I had no idea what the world was going to be like. And so because of that, I had no – I don't really feel like I can sit around and regret decisions that I made because I couldn't have possibly known that they were bad ideas at the time, right? I had a terrible roommate situation. I had a pretty bad situation with the job that I was working in the real estate sector. And I had an overwhelming abundance of money coming in for during the summer. And then in the winter, I had no money because I worked in the real estate sector, right? And so I don't really feel like I regret a lot of that time, but I feel like it massively changed my life. And I feel like I had no idea what I was getting into, and I could never have fathomed how deeply it was going to change my worldview. I almost got shot. I had to deal with squatters. I had to go into vacant houses and when the people that were sending me there didn't care about my safety. And likewise, there were days where I would go into houses where there would be $2 to $4 million houses. And the same day I would be in like a backwater, you know, township street or something in a $35,000 house with asbestos and mold in it. And there'd be a squatter in it like 2 hours after being in a $2.3 million house. Like that was my experience. And after doing that for a couple of years and experiencing the world and all that it has to sort of offer and all the brokenness and all the brilliantness that is the world, I essentially just burned out completely. And I said, I can't do this anymore. And in late 2023, I started reaching out to try to get another job, and I was granted one. And it was kind of a miracle the way that it worked out, but I was given the opportunity to work in IT. And so I chose to take it. And I currently do that, and it's not what I studied, but I had the opportunity to take it. And so currently I am in it for pretty much just for some brief stability and to kind of catch my breath for a minute with my wife, right? Because we were just exhausted from the 3-year sprint that we were sort of running from 2020 to 2023. And I want to kind of now get into a little bit more of the weeds of what had happened, but not exactly what happened, but how it changed me. I have been deeply and relentlessly manipulated by people that I loved the most. And it happened. I had a roommate that I was really good friends with, rolled right over me. And I had a boss that I cared about, that cared about me. And that sounds kind of strange maybe, but he was kind of like a mentor, I think. And I think people that have had mentors before know what that's like. And over time, he changed. The business he was running changed, and eventually it reached a point where I was manipulated, and people were going behind my back. I had people in the company that I was working for that were essentially, they had full control over whether or not they would give me work. And if they didn't like me for some reason, they would just go, oh, you're not getting any work. And that was my experience. I essentially would just get work or not get work, and it was all up to them, and I had to sort of suck up to it. It was not a 9-to-5, not even close. That's not how real estate really works. I also obviously mentioned I got married, right? At the same time, having had gotten married and experienced it firsthand, I realized, wait a second, I feel like the people that thought they knew what was best for me, I don't really think they know what's best for me. I think I need to figure that out for myself. And so that affected me very profoundly. And so my wife and I both feel the same way. We were both pressured to do it. And so we are now married as a result of our own insecurities and as a result of other people pressuring us to having had done it. And so there's sort of a sanguine betrayal that has happened that we have essentially said, you know what? We're not going to do this anymore where we let other people decide what's best for us. We're going to do that for ourselves. And so that's essentially been our experience in that regard, right? The biggest and most important factor about all of these betrayals is that when you are betrayed by somebody that you love or care about, and it happens over and over and over again from different people in the world, regardless of whether it's my fault that I had a certain worldview, or it was my fault that I was naive, or that I was foolish, or that I cared about them and wanted to see them be successful, or vice versa, regardless of how the betrayal happens, who is at fault for that betrayal? What that betrayal, what repeated betrayal does to somebody is it causes their sense of trust in the world and in reality to just completely shatter. It dislodges their framework. And that's where I am. Because when you get betrayed and then betrayed and then betrayed and then betrayed over and over and over again by not even the same person, because that's just kind of assumed. We're talking different people at greater and greater increasing levels. you hit a point where you no longer trust anything. You don't trust yourself. You can't trust the world. You can't trust friends. You can't trust people, employers, loved ones, because you could just be taken advantage of at any point. You could be manipulated, coerced. Other people may just want to take advantage of you. And this is really important to understanding my experience, because that's what essentially has happened to me over the last probably 4 to 5 years, is that I've just been so deeply betrayed by my understanding of the world, by other people that I cared about. And so I basically have no idea what I feel or how I interpret the world at this point, and I have no sense of identity, right? Because when you no longer trust anything, you can't trust yourself. So I don't know who I am anymore. I have absolutely no clue. I have no idea. I mean, I have some basic assumptions, but I don't really know who I am anymore. And I don't really know how I feel about the world with other, beyond some basic preconceptions, right? And it's very unfortunate, because I don't want to be in this position, but at the same time, I have to accept and understand that this is my base reality, is that I don't know who I am. I know how I got here, and I know that I was manipulated, but I no longer know who I am, and I don't trust reality. And that's where I am, not in some schizophrenic sense, but in the sense of genuinely, like, if I look at the world and I look at my friends and the people that I care about and at myself, I'm at a complete loss for where to pick up the broken pieces from. Like, there's just broken pieces all over the ground, and I have no idea where to even start and whether to even start, whether I can even be bothered, right? I also no longer find life innately meaningful, because I was, you know, I remember wrestling with this as a kid, because I felt like, I remember asking my parents and pastors if life was meaningful. And they were like, oh, yes, it's meaningful, because, you know, you're here to worship God and all this different stuff. And I eventually reached a point where I was like, okay, like, but is – that wasn't sufficient for me, right? I'm at the point now where I have been broken down to where I no longer find life innately meaningful. By that, I mean you don't just wake up and, like, live and exist – and like your life is meaningful. I totally disagree with that. I don't think life is innately meaningful anymore. I think that life needs to have meaning assigned to it by us. Like, we have to actually create a meaningful life out of this thing that we're in, right? And that has happened. I've reached that point as a result of all this betrayal and as a result of a complete 180 flipping of the script of, like, where I was as a kid and where I am now. Arguably, the most important thing to take away from all of this is that I have been exposed to so many different, extremely different perspectives and different, like, ways to live life at this point, that I no longer turn away perspectives that I don't understand. I kind of used to do that before. So, like, for instance, I'd had friends that believed things that I didn't believe or acted in ways that I didn't act because I was taught it was bad or evil or wrong or cruel, or something along those lines. So I'd be very insecure about, like, living out a life like that or behaving in that particular way. I no longer do that because I just don't. I couldn't possibly begin to cast judgment or chastise other people for living the best life they can given their experience when I myself can barely, like, cling on to a life to begin with. Like, how could I go judge somebody else when, like, I'm no better than them? We're all just trying to figure this darn thing out that we're, like, living out right now, right? And so whenever I'm around somebody with a different perspective, I just pick their brain because I no longer feel, like, comfortable telling them what to do, because how could I possibly know what's best for them? That's up to them to decide, the same way it's up to all of us to decide, right? So alternative perspectives, I'm just kind of drawn to them because I just want to understand the world that we're in, right? At the end of the day, that's all that I want to do. I just want to understand. In order to rebuild the framework that has been broken and trust in myself and in the world and then others around me and sort of rebuild from the broken pieces, I just want to understand the world. That's all I want out of anything, and that's all Leviathan's Deep is just I want to understand the world. I fundamentally want to seek meaning out in life and find it wherever it is, and I want to understand other people's perspectives, and I want to have deep, meaningful conversations about why we're here and what we're doing here, why we're here, like, why even wake up in the morning? Like, that's all I want. And that's all I want this thing to be. Leviathan's Deep will be a deep diving series in search of truth, meaning, and a reason to live. What this means is that if I find something to be meaningful, I'm going to discuss it here. Nothing, absolutely nothing, is off the table. So each episode is going to vary in structure, length, content, and form. Now, the thing is that some episodes will only include me, but I intend on regularly having other people on because many of the different perspectives that I want to experiment with and talk to people about, I want to have other people on and have these conversations with them. I don't want it to just be me, right? Now, the objective of each of these episodes is to explore all perspectives at the deepest possible level to extract any and all meaning from any of those perspectives or any information I bring on here and to bravely agree to disagree when the situation demands it. Because I, Leviathan, I no longer try to hold any biases anymore because I've just been through too much. I just don't feel good ostracizing other people. There's so much in this world that we don't know. And there's so much in this world that I don't know and I don't have the answers to. So all I ask of other people that are listening to this and people that come on to this thing, I just ask that they consider that, like, we're all humans too, and we all have no idea what we're doing in some sense, right? And that, like, the people that we disagree with and the perspectives, mine or yours or whatever, these perspectives that we all have, like, they may be the only thing keeping any of us moving. Like, you may have somebody that's living a particular way and you just think that they're stupid or you don't understand or you don't want to understand or you don't agree with the way that they're living. And at the same time, you have to understand that may be all that they have that's keeping them moving forward. All I ask is that people just kind of keep an open mind because that's obviously the purpose of this whole thing, right? We're all seeking meaning and purpose to an existence that we just didn't choose. And it takes so much bravery to pour out all of the deepest, darkest parts of a person just so that, like, we can talk about them, you know? And I really think it's important that, like, we're able to do this because this is the only way that we're able to move forward, not only, like, as a society, but, like, as people. Like, we have to be able to have these really hard discussions about the world and about life and existence, right? This is a really important analogy that I want to get across, and I may bring it up in other episodes because it's arguably the most important perspective that I want to sort of demonstrate to people here. Two people walk in a white room from opposite sides and there is an object in the center of the room. One person sees a beautiful wooden chair carved out of whimsical oak engravings, right? The other person, though, they see a rubbery green garden hose. If these two people were to attempt a conversation about the object, they would be left confused, lost, and frustrated. The reason for this is that they do not see the same object, and they are operating from two completely different assumptions, perspectives, beliefs, and realities. For all intents and purposes, they're speaking two completely different languages. Rather than arguing about why the other person is wrong, the deep seeks to understand what each person believes they see and why they see it in this way in pursuit of the truth. This is a place of intense, meaningful exploration, not a sparring match. If you're here, you've already died inside too. There's no need to argue down here. I come from a completely lost generation of young people that are totally hopeless, lack purpose and meaning, fight with identity. They have no outlet for these feelings and these perspectives, right? And in many ways, these perspectives are completely rational. Fighting for meaning and purpose in a world where mediocre livelihoods are poorly strewn together by meaningless jobs and exorbitant rent. Then when you add social media on top of that, where we compete with billions of others just to be known for having had done something in this world under the hope that others will fill a hole that we ourselves can't fill, leaves us ultimately empty and without a meaningful identity. In short, we know we're not good enough. We know we're nobody. We know we can never amount to the greats who came before us, the musical and mathematical geniuses, the inventors, the visionaries. We know we can never leave a legacy like those before us, and the chances that our lives end up mediocre and forgotten increase with each passing day. But some of us are still willing to try. I want Leviathan's Deep to be a beacon of hope for a generation that lacks it, as well as those who are willing to try. Now, as I said, I'm a Christian, but that alone doesn't fix all of my problems. I still feel hollow and empty inside. I was taught that reading my Bible and praying was all I needed to do and God would solve all my problems, but that couldn't be further from my experience. I was taught to love and treat others as I wanted to be treated, but instead I was naively taken advantage of and lied to by people I loved and cared for who thought they knew me better than I knew myself. And what's left of me is a withered away skeleton, a husk of my former self, terrified and unwilling to trust others or even myself. The only fundamental belief I have right now is that it's up to me to fix my problems for myself. As a kid, I was exposed to something I call postmortem Christianity, or this like idea that our lives are essentially completely over, and that as Christians, we should simply give up in life, and that all there is left is waiting to die under the hope that there will be more for us in the afterlife than there is here. Over the past few years, I've walked away from this idea completely and want to make something out of my time here on this earth. And it's up to me to choose what that is, which is what brought me here. As you've probably already noticed, I want the presentation of Leviathan's Deep to stand out amongst a culture of overstimulating, thoughtless media. For the foreseeable future, there will be no sponsorships. The soundtrack and graphic elements will be created by me, and in the future, I would love if the licensed artwork and music could be replaced by works curated from the community. In short, no one owns the Deep, and I aim to keep it that way. At its core, what I want to do with Leviathan's Deep is guide thoughtful critique of the world while learning and understanding others' perspectives in an open environment. Lastly, releases will be produced with the utmost care. I have no idea how long it's going to take to create these episodes, since I view them with artistic integrity. This is a journey that I do not feel ready for, but I have no other choice but to take the first step. And every great journey starts with a single step. But that is all for now. I am Leviathan, and I will see you again very soon.